Please be seated. Every year around this time, I get the opportunity to feel a little humility as I am confronted with one of my biggest shortcomings. You see, I have never been much of a salesman, dating all the way back to my faltering attempts to sell Krispy Kreme donuts as a Cub Scout in the Atlanta suburbs in the early 1970s. The scene played out the same, over and over. Me walking sheepishly up to someone's door, festooned in blue uniform and plaid kerchief and wolf badge with little beads bouncing off concave chest, hoping whoever answered the door was not one of those scary people they warned us about at school, or at least that they would not mock me as I made my carefully rehearsed pitch for them to support scouting by pledging to pay a few dollars in exchange for my promise to show up days later with a cool, coagulating box of greasy glazed donuts. I suffered then, and I suffer now. I've been on the board of the local orchestra for a few years now, and the summer is when I must confront my shortcomings as a salesman as the Pops sends us out among our neighbors in search of the funds to survive for another season. Perhaps you have heard some of our talking points, carefully developed by a board member with a background in advertising. Please support local music and help us maintain something amazing and magical and special for our little community and the people here who find the spark of the divine in a symphony or the artistry of our incredibly gifted musicians. Even as I make that pitch, with all of the gravitas of a lawyer in an old white shoe firm, I still feel like the gangly kid in plaid kerchief selling donuts. Sales are definitely not my strong suit. And so, it is with a measure of empathy and wonder that I encounter today's gospel lesson as I take my place sitting on the dusty desert ground along with the 70 or the 72, the number depends on which translation, who are in attendance for Jesus' first and only sales meeting for the gospel. These are not disciples or learners. These are apostles, those sent out to prepare the way ahead of Jesus on his walk to Jerusalem. At least he's detailed in his instructions, except, well, he's really not. He doesn't seem to get the part about selling the sizzle instead of the steak. No purse, no bag, no spare sandals. Not only are we not dressed to impress, he is sending us out as mendicants, beggars. Why would anyone look at me and think, I want what that guy has got? And my sales pitch is a bare sentence. Peace be upon this house. Shalom, peace and well-being, offered on behalf of the living God. All delivered by a guy who smells a little like the road, in a dusty robe with no pockets, no purse. In other words, delivered just like Jesus delivered it. That is it? That's your pitch? Dwell on that for a second. Now, putting ourselves in the position of the recipients of the message, we may feel a little like Naaman in our Old Testament lesson, looking for a dog and pony show to give us a reason to want, to need, whatever is being sold. Where's the razzle-dazzle? The Christian community has tried too hard for too long to respond to that call to showmanship, with a church service broadcasting PowerPoint hymn lyrics, or maybe a good dark sermon that indicts everyone who is not like us, or even an electric guitar in what the old guys call the chancel. But the message remains, peace be upon this house. How many here remember, really remember, what peace feels like? Peace with things as they are, the peace of God's love, the peace of acceptance, instead of endlessly working our way down some life checklist as the ship of our destiny floats toward the falls, regardless of what award or achievement we add to our resumes. If you feel that peace, and an apostle shows up at your door with a one-sentence message, you may feel the freedom to fix a little supper for him or her, and even to sit there and enjoy it together. The kingdom of God has come near you. Indeed so. But it comes near even for those who turn away, back to their cares and their self-absorbed lives and the things with which they busy themselves to take their minds off the sound of the falls in the distance. And yet, simply by reminding them of actions, you, as an apostle, remind them of something they sense was once a part of their lives and may yet bring about their salvation. It is always risky to quote Pink Floyd from the pulpit, but there is a passage from the song Comfortably Numb that seems to resonate on this point. The context of the song is assumed to be drug addiction, and there are some references that make this fairly explicit. But the message itself is actually about something innocent, pure, and peaceful that was lost along the way for so many of us. A longing, a notion that we used to know something as children that we lost in our lives of learning and disappointment. The lost soul in the song recalls, "When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child is grown, the dream is gone." No wonder Jesus says that we must become like children to inherit the kingdom of God, to see that thing we used to know before we were drawn into life and lost the ability to feel the peace flowing from the reality of the kingdom of God drawing near, as it does every day of our lives, over and over, bidden or unbidden. The kingdom of God has come near you. It is always there. It has always been there. The 70 or the 72 did not need talking points, did not need an elevator speech, because in their humility they saw it, they felt it. They had seen the healing of the sick, the feeding of the hungry, their neighbors released from the demons that haunted and misdirected their lives. They heard the proclamation of a world where the last are first and the first are last. The kingdom of God had come near them, and they saw and felt it even as most of their neighbors turned back to the trivial concerns of their lives. By carrying the message, simple as it was, the apostles turned the hearts of those who responded and afflicted the rest for their own good. In each case, the result was the same. The kingdom of God drew near and brought God's peace like the cool downdraft ahead of a cleansing summer thunderstorm. I'm not a salesman, never have been, never will be. Whether I'm selling lipid boxes of cold donuts or the promise of a community of faith that draws us into the most amazing relationship imaginable, I stumble over the talking points and blush and fidget and generally bungle the project. Maybe you feel that way too. And yet, we're all apostles, all sent out to deliver the simplest and most sublime message ever. Peace be upon this house. And if you can wrap others in that peace, in not only your message, but your life and your relationship with the rest of the family of God, which is everyone, then truly the kingdom of God will have drawn near.